On the text line, the women's State of Origin is on Friday, one of our listeners has pointed out. Yep, absolutely spot on. Thank you for that. Gavin from Penrith says, six again should be for ruck infringements only. Crowding, holding down too long, hand on ball, etc. Everything else is a penalty. Teams behind on the scoreboard don't want a six again when they're 20 metres out from their own goal line. They want a penalty and a kick for touch and a set in the opponent's half. By having less things eligible for a six again, the penalties keep the struggling teams in the contest. The better teams will still win, but at least the contest lasts longer. Thank you, Gavin from Penrith. The Reptile says, g'day, Matt. Spot on, Mark. The voice of the people. Mark is right. Too much winding. I think you mean whinging, but we'll throw it out there as winding anyway. But you're right. I appreciate your call, Mark, and thanks for listening in from Wollongong. Give us a call anytime because you do make a hell of a lot of sense. Time for us to do this.
Independent, trustworthy and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
We should start every show like that. It gets you up and going, doesn't it? The independent, trustworthy and dazzling publication that is Tommy's Tribune. Oh, I didn't even know it would finish
How
like that.
How good was that?
How good was that? Executive editor. So we need to, by the way, Barnaby Joyce has taken over the leadership of the National Party. So Barnaby's made a play this morning after saying that he wasn't going to, and now he's back in the leadership position.
We just broke that. Tommy's Tribune. We just broke it.
Breaking news on Tommy's Tribune. See which way we can go. We can do predictive headlines about NRL and also cover politics in the same boot. So we need to clarify one thing. One of your headlines from Thursday was ineligible.
Yes.
Because you did have Kalyn Ponga starting for the Newcastle Knights. Turned out that he didn't. So your alliteration headline, which was...
Picture perfect Ponga. Yeah. a couple hours after the show finished,
yeah.
Newcastle Knights confirmed that Ponga hasn't or returned physically yet just from his groin injury.
Yep.
So... that kind of was invalid. So it's not wrong, but it's not right.
No, yeah. That's right. Well, it didn't go to press, did it? Because we don't go to press here at Tommy's Tribune.
No.
So you could have had poor old Ponga. If it was a late edition, we could have changed it.
But I also just wanted to say, we've got some more breaking news in this edition of Tommy's Tribune.
Jeez.
So Dallin Mateni-Zalesniak has made, it's now official, mid-season switch to the New Zealand Warriors until the end of 2024.
Wow. Yes. So straight away.
Straight away. So he's played 37 matches for the Bulldogs since coming from the Panthers. Dallin has put in a massive effort while here at the Bulldogs, and I know that everyone at the club would like to thank him for what he has given during his time at Belmore, said Bulldogs CEO Aaron Warburton. Now, this was very interesting because the Telegraph broke this news, I believe it was on Thursday or Friday, and then Dallin Mateni-Zalesniak, if some of our listeners may know, do you know what the platform Twitch is, Matt?
Yes.
Yeah, so he was on that. Playing a video game and all these comments were asking him, oh, is it true that you're going to the Warriors, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, no, it's not true, fake news. Don't listen to everything you read in the Telegraph. You know, how can they just sit there and make up lies?
He didn't say fake news,
did he? Well, along those lines. He said, how can you just, you know, write stuff that's not true?
Yeah.
And then now it's all confirmed.
Bit like Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah. So 3.5 years, wow. That's a long time for the Warriors to get him.
So he's going from a team that's, well, pretty much second last at the moment.
Yes.
Up to the Warriors who are 11th. At the moment.
So you'd think he'd slot into that spot where Ken Mamalo just left for, because he just went to the Tigers, Ken Mamalo.
Yep.
So they've got Roger on one wing, Dallin on the other wing, and Reece Walsh at the back. It's pretty good.
It's not bad. Mm. Not bad at all. Okay, so let's just recap our headlines from last week so we can rule the Ponga one out.
Yep.
Your other headlines were?
Begging for Bennett. Mm. Now, I think over the last few days, since that Thursday night loss, this has even come... you know, more fruition, this headline, because Kevy Walters is under pressure. He's a rookie coach in his first season at the Brisbane Broncos. There's now rumours of a player revolt. There's Kevy lasts a year, and does Wayne Bennett just waltz his way back into Red Hill in 2022? Like, I mean, that's probably...
wow. I think, you know, in a coaching director's role or director of coaching or... however they want to frame it, pretty similar to what Tim Sheens is going to go back into at the Tigers there, you'd think. I my only question with that, Tommy, is, and I'd like our listeners' thoughts on this one, is too, where does that leave somebody like Kevy Walters? Mm. So you come into that job, it's the first time you've taken over an NRL club, you're getting absolutely smacked. He's got clear problems there. The only thing that I really liked what I saw out of the weekend was Kevy saying that it's time to clean him out. And I think that's what he's going to have to do, is not just put the broom through it, but put a bomb through it and clean out a hell of a lot, because there's more than one problem there.
But I think it's the mismanagement of the clean out that is really frustrating fans, especially Broncos fans. Like, we had Scott Sattler on talking about the Queensland Maroons squad, and he just echoed again, how did the Broncos let Reece Walsh go? And now they're having to let go, or they're needing to let go, Matt Lodge and Tevita Penga. He confirmed it in that interview with Nine News. He goes, yeah, we're letting Tevita and Matt Lodge go because we need to, you know, fix up our salary gap. I don't think Reece Walsh would have been on that much money in the salary cap. You keep him. He hasn't played an NRL game yet. He wouldn't be on a lot of money. You keep him and you let go of some of these bigger name guys on a lot of money so you can keep those guys coming through, because you know they're going to be stars. So it's the mismanagement of the cap and of the squad that would be frustrating Broncos fans and stakeholders.
But the thing about that is you can't fix that. That's already gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can stand around, everyone stands around and says, well, how on earth did you let Reece Walsh? He's gone. You're not going to get him back. So now you're in this position of having to change. You've got Dave Donaghy up there from the Melbourne Storm. Kevy's in charge. They kind of got what they wanted, but it hasn't played out the way that they thought it would. And now what they have to do is clean it out. Now, if you're suggesting through the Tribune's exclusive this morning, yes, that Wayne Bennett's going back, then it's only going to be a positive thing. It's got to be a positive thing, because Wayne Bennett doesn't go to places and lose that often.
I just wouldn't be surprised if we saw Anthony Seibold flame out 2 years. I wouldn't be surprised if this all comes crashing down. Kevy Walters is no longer the head coach in 2022, and Whoa. Wayne Bennett waltzes is right in there.
Whoa.
But I think there would have to be some major changes in the board.
Jeepers.
Because Wayne didn't leave on the greatest terms, and yep, I'm pretty sure he can hold a grudge.
I think the only way that it could happen is that Wayne Bennett goes back in a coaching director's role, Kevy stays there. They're not going to get rid of Kevy in the space of a year. But stranger things have happened, and this is rugby league. Our other headline was?
Penrith sends Sydney home to roost. Now, as a Roosters fan, that hurt me to write that, and that hurt me to predict that. Now, I was very happy for that prediction, you know, to not come to fruition after the first 10 minutes, where Roosters, we came out blazing, Fletcher Baker try, Adam Kieran try, but then the Takiaho Simbin happened, and then that just flipped the script, and Nathan Cleary is just, he just took control of the match. His kicking game, his combination with Luai is just ridiculous, and they were clinical. I didn't have a lot of hope going into that match. I thought Penrith should put 40 on us, considering the amount of injuries and outs that we had, and they were just too good. They're just a great side to watch.
Did anyone predict the Storms 66-16?
No. The line was 27.5 before the game. Do you know what the line was at halftime? 74.5. When they were up 40-0. I had a check. 74.5 at halftime.
Oh, my God. 50 points is the difference in the end, 66-16. All right, mate. So that two out of three?
Well, two from two, because you count the other one, it kind of, you know,
yeah,
it negates each itself. Other out. Yeah, so two from two.
Yeah, all right. And then just the one ding today, the one wing ding. That's all we've got. Nice work, Tommy. We'll look forward to the next edition of Tommy's Tribune. Independent, trustworthy, dazzling, and never printed yet. I think we can find a home for it.